The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Those of you with travel plans next year will be pleased to hear that Cork and Dublin airports are set to remove the 100ml restriction on liquids. You've got to put them in the plastic bag, you know, that rigmarole. New technology will be taking some of the stress out of airport travel and will allow passengers to move through security with relative ease. But not yet. For more on this, I'm joined by Eoin Corrie, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Eoin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this technology is already in Ireland.
Oh, absolutely. You can hear the hum of satisfaction from people in Kerry and in Donegal and in the West, because Kerry, Donegal airports and Shannon Airport have all introduced this. Shannon is October 2021. Was through Shannon quite recently myself. No laptop out, and the liquids can be seen. It's basically the technology is there to evaluate whether liquids are malevolent or whether they're just what most of us carry when we're flying. It's expensive, and that's why it's a little bit slower to introduce at the bigger airports.
How much did it cost in those smaller airports?
It's hard to evaluate. It's part of an overall budget of things, but the Smiths Detection are the company that's supplying most of the European airports, and it can work out at a couple of million. I mean, Shannon bundled it in as a 2.5 million security upgrade. They're Cork are talking about who are going to get it before Dublin, and largely because their numbers are under, they're around 2 million, whereas Dublin is looking at just over 30 million passengers next year. But they will be bundling it in as part of a 6 million euro security upgrade. There are also different standards. And that they you know, there are different grades that you can buy in on. And it was of huge interest to, under the EDSC 3 certification process. It was of huge interest to Shannon to have their technology up to the same standard as there is in the United States. Some of them are passed in the United States. Some are passed in Europe. I'd imagine Dublin will be doing the same thing. It's not as big a priority for Cork.
Yeah. Presumably with that pre-clearance for the United States, it would be important for Dublin to match anything the Americans can do. So, given
absolutely, and it's, there's a second security going through most European airports when you fly to America. There's a separate scanning process. That's how daft it is. There are different standards acquired by America. The idea in Dublin would be to get them all under one scanning process.
Now, the numbers in Dublin are absolutely enormous. So one presumes that given the queues and so on and the number of machines that will be required, we're talking about a very significant capital investment here.
Very significant, but the payback is quite big in terms of your security queues. The security queues this summer were in the news, but you know the impact of this in security queues is enormous. It gets the number of trays, the number of times that people have to take stuff out of their bag and put stuff in trays, down to something. And some of the airports have reached 0.9. And when you think passengers coming through are doing an average of more than two trays per person, in some cases four trays. Anyone who's stuck behind my Auntie May in an airport will know all about it. So it gets the number of trays down to about 0.9 in summer per passenger and 1.9 in winter, because obviously people have more bags and coats and hats and things in winter. That can increase your security time by about 30%. It works better in the smaller airports who mainly have it rather than the larger airports. The three larger airports in Europe who have it already are Copenhagen and the two, Milan, Linate, Malpensa Airport, the two Malpensa, the two airports in Milan.
When will we begin to see these machines being rolled out? I mean, you can't have them on one queue and not on another, so they've got to upgrade all airports at the same time, although you could do Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 separately because they're different processes.
Absolutely. It'll come in Terminal 2 before it'll come in Terminal 1. That's just the logistics of it. But we are looking at summer 2024 before the whole of Dublin has it. I'd imagine Cork will have it a little bit quicker than that. It's also important to remember that if you're transferring to another airport, it's of no use whatsoever. You will still need to take your liquids and laptop out. for the transfer through the second airport. So, you know, it's not a case of carrying that large bottle of premium whiskey to the uncle in America, because it's going to be confiscated in other airports. Now, the good news is other countries, the English regulator has asked all its 50 airports to have proper security screening in place by the end of 2024. Whether that'll happen is a different issue. It's a different jurisdiction.
The big bonus for, say, the DAA would be perhaps fewer staff to police the security queues.
Staffing is a big, big issue. It's looking already like a big issue for next year. The huge airports that were really hit by security staff shortages this year, and listeners have been listening to this all summer, mainly Amsterdam and Heathrow, are already warning that they will be putting caps on the number of flights for next year. And it does look like Dublin obviously has laid off its temporary staff for the winter. It does look like it'll be a big recruitment problem for them to coming in. It all kicks in the week after St. Patrick's week next year. We know all about it, whether they're up and running. There are secondary issues which won't be there in 2023 that were there in 2022, such as the badging system and the extra security clearances which came in this year in Dublin. But to give an example, KLM's hub, Amsterdam, had put caps of 80,000 passengers a day on their passage through Amsterdam. That's 20,000 less than Dublin. That's the level of security staff shortage that's causing problems all over Europe.
Now, in terms of numbers expected, obviously, if you filled every flight in every slot, it would give you an idea of the maximum potential for passengers through, say, Dublin Airport. What's it looking like?
The slots, ACI slots data came out earlier this week. It looks like we've 30.1 million seats available out of Dublin. That's well below what we did in 2019. It's about 9% below. We were over 32 million then. We're back to levels of about 2017. Now, that's if all the flights are full and the slots are taken up. Ryanair in particular have a history of applying for a lot of slots and not filling them. But it is ambitious enough. We've 6 or 7 new routes, interesting new routes coming in 2023. And it's not anywhere like back to where we were before COVID. It does look like that will be a slower process, a 2 or 3 year process. The real problem caused this year was people underestimated. They actually thought it would be slower than it turned out to be. But the slots, the number of slots that airlines have applied for is a pretty good indication of what we're facing for summer 2023.
The point you made earlier about if you're transiting through other airports and the issues that might arise, you know, you sail through Dublin and Cork and Galway and Shannon when all of this is put through by the end of 2024. But this one from Jared: just flew back from Oslo, flew through Shannon where it worked perfectly, but when I went through Heathrow to get to Oslo, I had to take everything out again, and one item was removed. Why? Because it was over 100 mils. That's from Jared. Another one asking, will I be required to divide my liquids on the return journey, or will all airports have the same rules? Not yet, we know from Owen, is the answer to that question, Brian. But it is worth reminding people, although you may sail out of Dublin Airport and Cork when all this comes into being with, you know, large bottles of aftershave, 250 mils instead of 100, and then it'll be taken from you unless the return airport has got the same facility.
Jared's point is absolutely spot on. You know, the thing that really annoys people, don't mind taking stuff out of bags, but when you've got that bottle of olive oil that you're bringing back from Italy and it's taken from you at the airport, that's really what drives people over the edge. And that is going to continue to happen until all more airports have it. There isn't a guide to what airports have upgraded their security. As I say, the only major ones, and they had a good summer compared with the rest of us, were Copenhagen and the two Milan airports. All of England's supposed to have it by the end of 2024. The French and the German and Spanish authorities are making noises the same direction, but it's different speeds for different airports, different countries, point to point. is the only time you can be absolutely sure. If you're getting off at the airport, you're arriving with your bottle, bring your bottle.
Yeah, and of course, some of the airports that airlines, including Ryanair, fly into are small, and the investment may be trifling for them, or it may be overwhelming for them, and it just may not happen. Anyway, there's another story, Owen, I wanted to talk to you about. Booking.com is seeking damages from Ryanair in the United States over screen scraping, which Ryanair has alleged Booking.com has been doing.
Yeah, this is Ryanair have been very litigious on this over the years, and Ryanair have chased Booking.com, eDreams, all of these people for screen scraping. They have said, you're taking our, going into our website with bots, picking our fares and selling them and slapping a 10 or 20 euro charge on top of it. They claim it's illegal. They've chased down screen scrapers all through the courts of Europe. Now, the American legislation, Booking.com's lawyers have worked out, might be a bit different. So it's actually the cat is turning on the dog in this occasion, and Booking.com are doing to Ryanair what Ryanair have been doing to them and to others for down the years, claiming that Ryanair is screen scraping, because the Ryanair product is now much more complicated than it used to be. They sell you car hire, you know, anybody who books a Ryanair flight knows the number of times you have to say no to all the extra things they want to sell you along the way. Booking.com, it's probably a tactical thing, the way lawyers think, is beyond the beyond the means of mere mortals such as ourselves, but I suspect it's a tactical thing to buy off cases that are coming in the other direction. Ryanair have spent 10 years chasing the screen scrapers of Europe. Yeah. It's quite unusual to see them being chased.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've used Ryanair's car hire facility while booking a ticket, and I actually got a cheaper rate from Ryanair from the provider that I might otherwise have booked directly with. So
It's a very good service, because the way Ryanair work, as anybody who is in business knows, if you've got the scale, if you've got those that sheer number, more than 120 million, it's going to be 130 million people booking flights, and they've got a website that's bigger in terms of visits than Booking.com. So that you can actually go with that scale to a car hire company and say, we'll do you a favour by sending you some of our business. Mm.
All right, Owen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Owen Corry, editor with Air and Travel Magazine.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.